In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, recently a study was conducted on potential market barriers for small and mid-sized organic growers. And Miles McAvoy of USDA's National Organic Program explained some of the more positive findings of the study.
Small producers that are doing direct marketing have a lot of advantages in terms of diversified markets, that access to a variety of different markets.
Furthermore, the study seemed to uncover that the old real estate standby of location, location, location is also relevant in food marketing.
If they have an urban population nearby, then direct marketing is a great opportunity, a great option for the smaller producers because they can get a higher value, they have those customer base. But for smaller producers that are in more rural areas that don't have that ready market nearby, that can be a real problem. Direct marketing might not be an option.
And McAvoy says one discovery he found particularly interesting
was for helping direct marketing operations was to get resources to help smaller farmers bundle their products into groups so that they could work with other growers to sell into a CSA type of a model. There's models like that around the United States, and they've been very beneficial where you don't have a small farm taking on all the marketing responsibilities, but they can work with other growers in a cooperative manner to get their products into a more direct marketing channels, get a higher price for their products. So those kinds of things can be very beneficial for small and medium-sized farms.
McAvoy says the study also found ways that the administration could address challenges facing the organic producer.
Some of the ideas that are in the study are very good and hopefully things that USDA can help with, make the application forms, the organic system plans, relevant for small diversified operations so that they'd only have to complete paperwork and have the record keeping that was relevant to their business operations and not have to fill out paperwork that was not relevant to their operations.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.